This Texan had plenty of offers, but he chose to be a Razorback. He's the man in the middle for the Hogs' revamped offensive line. It's Kaden Kittler, brought to you by J. Martin Law. If you have any legal question, call Jay free 24/7 at 501-951-0333. Call Jay.
Good morning, Kaden. How you doing, bud?
Good morning. How we doing, guys?
What's up, dude?
We're doing great. We've got a split offense today. Half the guys are in Little Rock, and we're down in Baton Rouge already getting ready for the game. We were making, you know, does it seem like it's been forever since you had a snap in a game? Does it feel that way a little bit with the open week?
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't want to say I forgot what it feels like to play in a game, but, dude, it's almost like that. It's been a minute, so I'm excited to get back out there with the guys. We love playing together, so I'm excited to do that again.
LSU, one of the best environments in the country in terms of hostile environment if you're an opponent going into Death Valley. Maybe a little bit different tomorrow with 11:45 start and LSU maybe not having the success that they have had in the past. But I'll tell you this much, they're pretty darn good on defense. What have you been able to see on film about LSU?
Yeah, you know, they're big, physical, they play hard. You know, their D-line's really good, so it's going to be a good challenge for us to establish a run game and get some things going.
Yeah, it's these are the kind of games, to me, Kaden, this is why you want to play in the SEC, is you go to a hostile environment like LSU, you play against a team, you know, that's at the beginning of the year was, you know, rumored to have a shot at a national championship, and you also got a trophy game. It's something that, it's not the most important thing, but I was going to ask, you know, we talked about the other day, I think you said you had one trophy game at UCF, but, you know, Arkansas has not had that boot very much, so that could be one nice thing that looking back on this season, maybe not the wins, but being able to come in there and knock off LSU and get that boot back.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, trophy games, that's what's cool about college football, man. Like, that's a college football thing, and, you know, we're definitely looking to get that boot back. You know, and when the clock turns 000, man, I'm going to be running to that sideline getting that boot, that's for sure.
I like it. Now, listen, when I had that thing built, Caden, 30 years ago, I wanted to make it so heavy that it would take at least two players to do it. Now, there have been occasions where if you pick it up right, you can do it by yourself, but I always wanted to make it sort of be like a team thing. There's a great shot of the great Brandon Burlesworth, you know, getting that trophy too. So there have been some great players like McFadden that have had the boot. So I love that, man, and I can't wait to see you having that trophy in your hands for sure. I was going to ask, so far this year, which has been the environment that you played at? Tennessee, Ole Miss, who else would be? Memphis. What's been the best, from an opponent standpoint, environment, hostile environment that you played in?
I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, it's not really hard to say. Tennessee, by far, was the most fun, the most hostile. So, you know, it's just fun. You know, we haven't had a lot, I'm going to knock on wood right now, but we haven't had a lot of pre-snap issues on the road. So I'm hoping to keep it like that this week. So, you know, it's just really fun playing in somebody else's environment. And, you know, the communication's got to be on point with it being a hostile environment. So, you know, that's just something I think I pride myself in, is my communication with the guys. So we're looking forward to going to LSU in Death Valley, man. It's been a stadium that I've been wanting to play in for a long time.
Do you want to thank J. Martin Law for sponsoring Cadence Calls each
thank
week?
Thank you.
He's also a volunteer inner-city pastor. Also wrote a book called The Bible, The Basketball, and The Briefcase, How an Arkansas Lawyer Also Became an Inner-City Pastor. Pretty amazing. I was going to ask, too, Caden, you know, that last game for Taylen Green, he got beat up a bunch, but it was good to hear that Coach said that he's looked like he's back on track and ready to have a great game tomorrow.
Yeah, no, he's looking good in practice. So, you know, we're definitely excited to that it wasn't super serious. And, you know, we're really excited that we had a bye week right after that. So he got some time to rest up and get back to healthy. So we're looking forward to playing with him tomorrow.
You're a lot younger than me. I've been driving on the roads of this country for a long time. Do you have a lead foot, would you say, Caden? Have you been pulled over for speeding very often or very rarely?
I mean, I'm not going to, again, I'm going to knock on wood, but I get pulled over very rarely.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I like to go fast, but within limits, of course.
Well, I just want to let you know that I was pulled over yesterday in St. Landry Parish. by a fine sheriff here. And the question was he going to write me a ticket? We started talking football. No ticket, just a warning. And the last time I was pulled over when I came down for a game, Arkansas did win. So that's a good sign, Caden. And we're going to take
We need everything we can get, Caden. I mean, I know you're going to work hard for us. I know that, but we'll take what we can get.
Yeah, all the luck we can get. Yeah. Well, listen, man, get after them. Have a great trip. Whip their butts. I can't wait to see the picture of you with that trophy. We'll talk next week.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Sounds good. I'll see you all at the game.
Thanks, Caden.
All right, go Hogs. See you at the games. All right. Thanks to Jay Martin.